consulting reporter for neurolinguistic programming. We're still here in Edinburgh, Scotland, at the Neurohypnotic Repatterning Seminar. And we have a very special guest for you today, one of our Society NLP trainers who is from this area, Dawn Flockhart. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, Kathleen.
Good to have you with us today.
It's great to be here. The course was just fantastic. It was nice for me to be a delegate again and just do that refreshing memory of Richard.
Yeah, absolutely. How long has it been since your first experience with NLP?
I think 6 years ago.
Wow.
6 years ago with Richard, but I started out in 95 with Anthony Robbins. That was my kind of first seminar type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously I wanted to be with the master himself, and then that's it took me that time to come back and come back into NLP for a job, you know.
Yeah.
Not just for work, but to actually do NLP as the job.
And speaking of NLP as a job, so you have an institute here locally?
Yep, we have Brain Train Academy in Hill Street, and we're training practitioners, NLP master practitioners, business practitioners, and we run the courses twice a year, usually in the Carlton if they're big conference ones, and the Hill Street itself if they're smaller groups.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a business practitioner, so can you explain to us briefly what's the difference between a practitioner and a business practitioner?
Okay, we do the 7 day practitioner with them, and then we add on 2 days for the business practitioner, which is mainly language and influencing people, and also it's very outcome, well, results, as Richard says, it's very result orientated. So they come with problems that they may be having in business, and then we're solution orientated. So by the end of that weekend, they have to do the practitioner first. By the end of that weekend, they have a solution to all their business needs.
Hmm. So NLP works very well in the business.
Fantastic, because it's an experiential workshop, and they get to the solution in no time at all. Well,
yeah.
A weekend.
To bring in their own challenges from
their
companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And they
get
to see things from different perspectives, lots of new choices to be made, and their mind becomes more flexible. They just open up.
Mm. Do you do any work inside of companies? Have you helped
companies?
Yeah,
we have. We've done work with Standard Life, with the Scottish Executive. We've done Edinburgh Building Services. They're so varied. And then a lot of the people from the Royal Bank and the Bank of Scotland actually pay for people to come on our personal development courses.
Fabulous.
So, yeah, really good.
Yeah. Now, how would someone find out about your courses or your seminars?
Okay.
Or your consulting services?
Absolutely. They can go to the website, which is www.braintrainacademy.co.uk. It's all one word, braintrainacademy.co.uk.
Okay, braintrainacademy.
Yep.
.co.uk.
Yes.
All right, great.
Great.
And what is your favorite seminar to do?
I love the practitioner, because I love when they come in with their little open minds, and then I see the results at the end of 7 days, and they've just opened up so much, and they realize that there's hope for whatever it is that they're looking for in life, and
mm-hmm.
they just look brighter. I love it. I love to see when they come in, and then when they're a completely different person when they leave. And some of the comments that we actually get is that it does what it says on the tin, and that used to kind of, I used to wonder why people said that, you know, it really does what it says on the tin, and you're like, yeah, of course. But so many things in life don't do that now, and so it's really refreshing when it does, they're quite surprised, so it's lovely.
And what is that expression?
It does what it says on the tin, so we always say come in for a life-changing, come in for a life-changing experience, and everyone that leaves the course has a life-changing experience.
That's great. What are some of your favorite experience with Dr. Bandel? Like, do you like any of the particular books or tapes or DVDs?
I think Transformations for sure, because it was just, you know, one of those things that when you read it, it's programming my DNA at the same time. So things like that, but I prefer the videos and, you know, like Class of a Master, I was actually there in the audience when that was done.
That is a great series.
Yeah, so, and you know, I prefer to watch the DVDs because I get more of the essence of the man than just reading the book.
Mm-hmm. And Richard's just come out with a new book that's sort of an update of Transformations.
Yeah, my partner just bought that the other night, and I've still got to read Get the Life You Want.
Yes, the other new book.
Yeah.
It's very good, and it's nice to see that, you know, as the seminars are evolving as Richard continually evolves NLP, and then the books are evolving too. I mean, it's just, when Richard started out, a lot of the books were very educational based and had a different level of techniques. And now they're becoming more and more that anybody can pick up this book,
yes,
and begin reading it and get inspired and get back into, you
absolutely
know, working with their brain.
It's just the confidence that people get from his books and his DVDs. It's amazing. And he's looking better than ever. He looks great.
He looks fabulous.
He's healthy and,
and happy.
Joyous and fabulous.
Yeah, it really comes across in the seminars. I mean, it's just people want to be like that. They just want to
really
be as happy as he is.
Totally. And he just makes everything so simple.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And that's the whole point of NLP, is that it is simple. You know, we can make ourselves feel bad very easily. So, and it can be just as simple and make yourself feel really
absolutely
good, too.
Yeah.
What are some of your challenges in terms of things that you haven't done yet that you'd love to do with NLP or with your company? Do you have anything on the back burner that you've been thinking about?
Actually, on this course, I came across someone who had his company had flown in a relaxation expert from Jamaica. And I just thought, that sounds amazing.
Mm.
So my next venture is going to be, because I teach yoga as well, a relaxation expert, and I'm going to take it into corporate companies and teach people how to relax.
There you go.
Because minds are going so fast at the moment, it's almost like the human calculators can't keep up with, and they don't know how to stop. So it's teaching people how to stop running their mind and start running their body and their mind together.
Yeah. Well, it's even like Dr. Perry, who did an evening
during
this week. It's
he's
the same thing.
Come back next year, for, you know, and we're going to try and do something for him to come back and
absolutely
work in Scotland.
Because, I mean, the mind and the body is connected. And
absolutely.
Moshe Feldenkrais, who Ron is a practitioner of, I mean, that was one of the people that Richard modeled early on with just the effect of, you know, manipulating with the body, what it was doing to the mind and changing the personality of the person, even when they learn how to relax or they're free of the pain. So it doesn't matter which end you work at, they're connected.
Yeah, and just to make people feel that good would be lovely, you know, so that's my next venture.
That's exciting. We'll look forward to hearing more about that, Dawn.
Definitely.
And it's good to see you at the seminars, because I find so many of the NLP trainers, you know, I see them at the seminars.
You have to.
You know, the learning's not done.
Yeah,
there's
and
always
every
more
single time I come, I'm, you know, I learn something new, and it's always something huge as well, and it's just at the right time, and it's great.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for
thank
spending
you
time with us this morning. It's already afternoon. See all that time distortion during the seminar. It is a wonderful afternoon here in Edinburgh. One of my favorite cities, by the way.
I love it. Yeah.
In the whole world. The energy here is just fabulous.
Edinburgh and Rome, my favorite cities.
Yeah. That is. So we will have to leave Edinburgh soon, but we will be back next year, if you promise.
Thanks.
So thank you very much, Dawn. We wish you all the best with your institute and your future trainings.
Thank you.
Well, this is Kathleen Laval signing off for now, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. But stay tuned, because there's always more.